Shall we start? Are we ready? Thank you for being with us today. In 1 minute time, Commissioner Lewandowski will explain to you all the details about the proposal that's on the table today. Commissioner Lewandowski was empowered by the College of Commissioners to put forward a second draft budget for next year. Just before we start, a very quick recap on why there is this second draft budget. You will probably remember that last April the Commission came up with its draft, as the Lisbon Treaty asked it to do. And that was followed by a reaction by the Council and then later by the Parliament. Now, the Lisbon Treaty says that in case both arms of the budgetary authority, Parliament and Council, do not agree on in their reactions, there would be a 21-day conciliation procedure between the two of them with the Commission, Commissioner Lewandowski acting as a mediator between the two. Unfortunately, on 15th November at midnight, Council and Parliament were unable to reach an agreement. Therefore, the Lisbon Treaty states that the Commission should come up with a new draft budget, which is what happens today. And I won't bore you more with my soliloquies, and I'm very happy to give Commissioner Lewandowski the floor to explain to you what this new draft is about. Commissioner Lewandowski, if you please.
Good morning. On the basis of the empowerment I received from the College of Commissioners last week, and on the basis of a very simple assumption, which is about our strategy, that agreement is better than disagreement over budget, that is allowing to concentrate in the European Union on the other challenges, which are equally, at least equally serious, we are speeding up. So I have signed, we are speeding up in order to give, to raise the chance to have budget and not provisional 12s on the 1st of January 2011. Therefore, I have signed today the draft budget, new old draft budget for 2011, amending letter to the draft budget 2010, that is about necessary corrections, and the decision to mobilize the flexibility instrument in two headings that is needed, in heading 1A and in heading 4, that is international relations. The new version is built in such a way as not to provoke any amendments, either on the side of the Council or nor on the side of the Parliament, therefore respecting the agreement in figures, rising in payments by 2.91%. And here is our hope. If we want to have a budget, it should be after the trialogue that is expected between three parties, Commission, Council and the Parliament, on the 7th of December, to be voted and to be voted before Christmas in order to give this Christmas good message to the European Union, as we have now some requests from, not some, many requests from many parts, from every corner of European Union, asking what does it mean, provisional 12s, what kind of consequences it should produce for the thousands of beneficiaries. I have to note two positive recent developments. Yesterday, the Parliament voted resolution, again asking for some political commitment, but on the other hand, clearly indicating the will to compromise. And on the same day, COREPER, the Council side, has agreed mechanism of flexibility and the way of financing ITER project. That is, for me, flexibility from the very beginning was a sort of opening towards the political dialogue and potential compromise. The draft budget is to be accompanied by the letter of Mr. Barroso, of President Barroso. President Barroso is restating the state of play, but also responding to some important requests of the Parliament. vis-à-vis the modality of, as regards the modality of cooperation, Lisbonization, that is the consequences of the Lisbon Treaty upon the budgeting of euro money, and about what might be the value added of European budget. So here is the state of play, and we are now more optimistic about the compromise to be done before the beginning of the next year. Thank you.
Anyone for questions? Let's start with the ladies, sorry.
Commissioner, if you have to summarize in brief, what would you say are the main differences between this project that you're putting forward today and the one that was rejected? Thank you.
The project, there are cosmetics, really, respecting the growth by 2.91% agreed. That is what was practically agreed, because the disagreement was not so much about figures. This was more about the other dimensions which were on the table of conciliation. A typical cosmetics is to change one study into the preparatory action, and we are carrying over 300 of the assigned revenues from 2010 to the 2011. That is reducing potential expenditure in 2011 and paving the and increasing the room of maneuver in the conciliation of the future budgets. But these are cosmetics, not changing the overall contributions of the member states, and that is why we shouldn't provoke any amendments. Of course, we cannot be that masochistic to place reserves on our own budget, but this should be the job potentially of the parliament. But no amendment strategy was assumed. If the question was about the original proposal that was sent for agreements at the so-called draft budget initial from the beginning of 2010, if this was this was about 5.9% increase in payments that was supported in the vote of the parliament, but was not supported and gained no acceptance in the council. Parliament was ready to compromise, but the way we were cutting the payments, having updated forecasts for 2011, was still to save, for example, competitiveness rising by 2.7% in relation to 2010, and above all, cohesion. Cohesion is still rising by almost 15%, so we were clearly taken into account when it came to the cuts due to reduce the increase from almost 6% to less than 3%, to save those categories which should provoke obligatory payments according to the updated forecast from the member states. And this is, for example, about cohesion that is moving at the cruising speed and in this agreed version, rising by 14.6%, as you can see here in the table.
We stay in the center, yes.
Georgi Gotov, your active commissioner, you said you were more optimistic now, and one of the players, one of the interlocutors, Parliament President, speaks the same language as you. Do you think that you are in a better position to convince one of your two main interlocutors at least? And my second question, do you think that there will be a need for an additional session of the European Parliament, perhaps on 22nd December, because there is an overlap between Parliament meeting and Ministers of Finance?
This is precisely in order to increase the room of maneuver for the Parliament and the Council that we are accelerating this week that is also to make it feasible for the Parliament to vote on the 15th or 16th of December and not to risk attendance 2 days or 3 days before Christmas. But I am not here to shape the calendar of the Parliament. This is they are to decide about the calendar. Our accelerating or speeding up mood is precisely because we want to make it feasible without convening the extra session of a Parliament. And as for the optimism, this is basing on yesterday's developments, that is on site of COREPER and Council agreement over flexibility and ITER financing, on site of a Parliament resolution, which is about compromise and the political will to compromise. But we have additional factor that is more understanding what does it mean for the beneficiaries, the 2012 built on provisional 12s. Now we have better assessment coming also from the other, from the member states. And we don't want to deteriorate, for example, the budgetary position of some countries in financial risk now by not being able to compensate them for example, the payments to the farmers. So the better understanding what that should mean to enter 2011 with provisional 12s is also helping us to move to build the conciliatory mood on both sides.
I think I saw a questioner was first, Inga, I think.
But Inga Czerny-Polish Press Agency, but still on resources seems to be the main issue
nam
of this agreement.
Daje,
how are you going to bring two institutional closure on that issue?
Kako,
about the
European
Commission is going
dinili.
To propose a formal proposition
se pravi Evropska
now during
komisija,
the coming weeks, how are you going to bring this to institutional
snutek.
Closure? And secondly,
zanima me kako se boste o tem dogovorili
how
naslednjih
the decision of the Court of Justice on the salaries will impact
kako bo
vplivala
tudi odločitev Evropskega sodišča v zvezi s plačili. Kakšen vpliv bo to imel na nov proračun?
And the other sensitive issues, they are
za lastne vire,
in
seveda,
the tudi letter of
poleg
President
lastnih
Barroso,
virov imamo še druga sporna vprašanja. Vse
we
to pa je zapisano v pismu Barrosa. Mi bomo dopolnjevali in dopolnili z našimi lastnimi odobritvami. In hoteli bomo seveda tudi sodelovati s parlamentom v zelo kompromisnem duhu. Gre za poseben postopek. Postopek se razlikuje glede na člen 311 in 312. To bomo tudi upoštevali. Vse je seveda tudi zapisano v pismu Barrosa, ki ga boste tudi vi dobili.
Also yesterday, as the third development, was the verdict of the Court of Justice, but this is not the end. We need now the decision of the Council. What was the substance of this verdict was legally to confirm the legality of the increases of ex-ante past increases in salaries, but we are now respecting the deal between three parties, and both Parliament and Council requested when shaping the agreement not to place reserve on salaries into the draft budget, and this is the draft budget. We could come, but we are to wait now for the decision of the Council with amending budget if necessary. So here is the procedure. Not changing too much overall volumes, of course. This is not important for the impact in figures.
Okay, any more questions on the budget? Yes, in the center.
Hello. Yes, Austrian Press Agency, Horst Jestl Pogacnik. I have a question, Commissioner. In your press release today, you mentioned the flexibility mechanism from 0.03%. And you said you are optimistic because the Council would say yes. Well, could you tell us something more about that? Because there is a question of the unanimity and the necessary, or will it be unqualified majority, or what's the stand?
The agreement is over flexibility mechanism 0.03 of GDP as a contingency reserve to be placed on unanimity decision but mobilized by qualified majority in the Council. What was at stake is to have the room of maneuver called flexibility mechanism up to 0.03% of GDP, but mobilized on the basis of qualified voting in the Council and not on unanimous basis, that could mean no flexibility. This is what has been agreed yesterday, was with some constraints which are important for net payers, that is that flexibility shouldn't increase their commitments and payments and shouldn't be more than ceilings of the multi-annual financial perspective. But even if there are some formal constraints, practice of mobilizing flexibility was usually the mix of redeployment, real flexibility, unused margins, and that is what we need for the future. So practically this is corresponding, what was agreed is corresponding to the practice of mobilizing in the past that sort of mechanism for Galileo project, for European recovery plan, and for the food aid for Africa. Therefore, we could live with this type of flexibility.
I saw an arm raise a few minutes ago, but I think I've lost it now. Yes, and another one. No. You're not off the hook yet.
Gaspar Sabag from Europolitics. Now, with this new draft budget and the agreement on flexibility, which the Parliament will probably agree to, despite the fact that in the end, it doesn't allow to go over the ceilings. It seems that the classic budgetary talks have been dealt with more or less. But with regards to the future financing, as we were talking about before, the decision seems to need to come from a higher level at the European Council, which has inscribed this on its agenda for the 16th of December. So how is a decision going to be forthcoming before the 7th of December in the conciliation on this issue, do you think?
We would like to have a deal with also the dimension of model of cooperation based on the letter of Mr. Barroso before the European Summit. European Summit, anyway, is planned with very heavy agenda, and we shouldn't contribute one more point. Therefore, the aim is, and this is also the aim of Belgian presidency, I understand, to relieve the agenda of a summit from annual budgeting issue. It would be good, as the other challenges are really heavyweights for the next summit.
Do we have any more questions at all? Can't see any. Commissioner, thank you very much. Thank you.